各类图表作文写作详解。柱形图。
These two graphs illustrate the change of marital status of Americans between 1970 and 2000. According to the first graph, there were 2.5 million marriages in both 1970 and 1980, and then this figure decreased gradually during the next two decades, reaching to 2 million in 2000. By comparison, the number of divorces first increased from 1 million in 1970 to around 1.4 million in 1980, and then slowly declined back to 1 million in 2000. It can be seen from the second bar chart, the percentage of married American adults dropped by more than 10%, from 70% in 1970 to less than 60% in 2000. Meanwhile, the percentage of adult Americans who were never married increased from about 15% in 1970 to 20% in 2000. And despite still less than 10%, the proportion of divorced adults significantly went up from 1970 to 2000. Moreover, the percentages of the widowed in 1970 and 2000 accounted for less than 10% respectively and showed a slight drop. In conclusion, marital status of Americans in 2000 was not as optimistic as that of three decades ago.
表格。
The table illustrates percentages of consumer spending in five different countries, Ireland, Italy, Spain, Sweden, and Turkey, in 2002. The consumer expenditures are grouped into three categories. According to the table, all people in these five nations spent most on food, drink, and tobacco. They accounted for 32.14% of consumer expenditure in Turkey, which was the highest figure among the five countries, followed by Ireland and Spain. In the lowest proportion, 15.77% belonged to Sweden. Clothing and footwear made up the second important consumer spending. Compared with Italian people who spent 9%, the highest percentage in this category, Sweden, spent the least, 5.4%. In terms of the last group, leisure and education, on which people in five different countries generally spent less, the percentage in Turkey was comparatively higher, reaching to 4.35%, while that in Spain represented the lowest one, 1.98%. In conclusion, consumer expenditure on three categories in Turkey, which was about 44% in total, provided the largest proportion. People in Sweden, however, spent the least percentage of expense, about 24% of these basic living needs.
饼图线形图。
These graphs illustrate the change of people's eating habits between 1970 and 2000. According to the four pie charts, the percentage of the family's food budget spent on restaurant meals steadily increased during this period. Just 10% of the food budget was spent on restaurant meals in 1970 and 15% in 1980. That percentage more than doubled in 1990 to 35% and rose again in 2000 to 50%. It can be seen from the following line graph, families ate the same number of meals at fast food and sit-down restaurants, 20 meals in 1970. In 1980, families ate slightly more frequently at sit-down restaurants. However, at the end of 1980s, the popularity of the fast food caught up with that of the sit-down restaurants, and families ate about 40 meals at both fast food and sit-down restaurants per year. From then on, the number of fast food meals increased much more dramatically to 90 meals in 2000, nearly doubling the number of meals they ate at sit-down restaurants. In conclusion, people spent more and more money on restaurant meals, and fast food became an important option when families chose to eat out. These two diagrams illustrate the main reasons of land degradation in the world and its different impacts on three areas during the 1990s. According to the first pie chart, livestock's overgrazing was the biggest factor leading to the barren land, accounting for the 35%. This was followed by deforestation and overcultivation, representing 30% and 28% respectively. Other unidentified reasons made up the left proportion, 7% collectively. This can be seen from the table, which highlights the different situations in the three regions, North America, Europe, and Oceania. Europe was affected most seriously, and 23% of land there turned into less productive, largely because of deforestation, 9.8%. Moreover, 13% of agricultural land in Oceania became worse, mainly due to overgrazing, which alone contributed 11.3%. By comparison, the condition in North America was much better, and only 5% of total land degraded. Overcultivation was the major trigger here, providing 3.3%. In conclusion, it is clear that at least 93% of farmland degradation worldwide was related to human activities in the 1990s, and although the dominant cause varies in different continents, Europe suffered most during that period.
流程图.
This flowchart provides an overview of a domestic central heating system. It shows how the tank, boiler, and pipes ensure a constant flow of hot water to both the radiators and the taps. First, the cold water enters the house and is stored in a water storage tank in the roof. From there, it flows down to the boiler, located on the ground floor of the house. The boiler, which is fueled by gas or oil, heats up the water as it passes through it. The hot water is then pumped round the house through a system of pipes and flows into the radiators located in different rooms. Subsequently, the water circulates through the radiators, which have small tubes inside them to help distribute the heat, and this warms each of the rooms. Meanwhile, some of the water is directed to the taps to provide hot water for the house. After the water has been through the pipes and radiators, it is returned to the boiler to be reheated and circulated around the house again.
流程图常用动词 固体
Solid Take Lay Place Put Mix Collect Draw Extract Combine Form Turn into Convey Add into Meet Grind Grind into powder Squeeze Press Stretch Fold Unfold Wind Unwind Twist Accumulate Rotate Revolve Spin Bend Shrink Absorb Recycle Sort out Classify Separate Be baked in the sun Dry in the sun Reverse Fade Get rid of Adjust
液体
Liquid Move Flow Run into Pour into Pass through Condense Evaporate Circulate Purify Cool down Warm up Boil Leak Ooze Shake Stir Dilute Resolve Distill
气体
Gas Distribute Expand Compress Burn Ignite Explode Release Emit Send out Heat up Radiate Lead to Be fueled by
地图
The two maps show the plan changes in the campus layout of Hogwarts Grammar School from 2004 to 2010. According to Figure 1, which provides of an overview of the original school plan in 2004, the school had 600 students and its only school building is located in the northwest corner. To its east, there is a large sports field, which is connected to it by a walking path. One car park situated in the northeast corner is led by a main road. Figure 2 highlights the planned changes to be completed by 2010. As the number of students will expand to about 1,000, two or more school buildings will be added, and all three will be conveniently connected to each other by walking paths. To make room for these two buildings, the playground will shrink on its original basis. A new parking lot will also be constructed to the left of the old building, and the main road will be altered accordingly to connect the two parking areas. In conclusion, the new Hogwarts Grammar School will be facelifted in a way that better suits the needs of its growth.